Sounds from Cairo today. Protesters rushing from Tahrir Square carrying a man injured as Egyptian security forces clashed with anti-government demonstrators for a fifth day. The UN is strongly condemning what it calls the use of excessive force by those security forces. The death toll now tops 35. As we reported yesterday, Egypt's military ruler tried to appease protesters by promising to schedule a presidential election for June of next year. The protesters rejected that, and the military also said it was considering a referendum on an immediate transfer of power to civilians. One demonstrator told Al Jazeera there was nothing the military can say that could meet the protesters' expectations. The military, he said, had nothing to give the people. All we want is for the end of military rule immediately. Parliamentary elections, the first since the ouster 9 months ago of longtime authoritarian leader Hosni Mubarak, are scheduled for Monday. Overnight, the BBC's Hugh Sykes was with protesters near the Ministry of the Interior. It's an area called Falaki Square, and Hugh Sykes filed this report.
Several dozen young men throwing rocks towards the police. Tear gas canisters are being fired back. Clouds of tear gas at the other end of the square. Young man with a masked face breaking up bits of pavement, making a pile of rocks, ready for another battle with the police. It's to and fro all evening so far. Distant bangs of tear gas being fired. More tear gas coming this way. I can see figures of young men silhouetted against the smoke. Assalamu alaikum. And Asafi min BBC London, min Britannia. Just explaining that I'm a reporter from Britain. Just reassuring him that I'm not taking pictures of him. And there are several people in the street offering treatment for the tear gas. Dilute mixtures of salt, vinegar, 7-Up. More tear gas being fired. Great cloud of tear gas coming down the street now. Time to get away from it. There was an alleyway here with two electric fans mounted on the wall, conveniently blowing the tear gas away. But fortunately, and I hope I'm not tempting fate here, this is not like Syria, where the state security forces slaughter people with live bullets. And you can tell that people are confident that there won't be a murderous Syrian-style repression here, because lots of people are out here with their families. I'm just walking past a family group. Mother, father, two young daughters and a little boy. So in a way, you could argue that the police who are guarding the Ministry of the Interior are being relatively restrained. You could also argue that they have no alternative but to guard the Ministry of the Interior because of what happened here earlier in the year when the crowd got to the massive riverside headquarters of Hosni Mubarak's National Democratic Party, stormed it and set it alight. And there that 13-storey building still stands, most of its windows missing and most of its side charred from the fires of earlier this year. And I'm walking down the street where the atmosphere is completely and totally different. Everywhere I look, shisha cafes, hubbly bubbly, nargile, men rushing backwards and forwards with fresh water pipes for customers, with trays of tea, no tear gas in the air here. Just hubble-bubble smoke. Not only hubble-bubble, but dominoes too, and backgammon. And this is literally just a block away from where all that trouble's taking place. Clack, clack, backgammon. After a big confrontation where the police fire lots of tear gas, the crowd retreat to streets like this. This is Talat Harb Street, one of the main shopping streets in Cairo, near Tahrir Square, near Falaki Square, teeming with people now. Many of them with their eyes still streaming. An eager crowd here, frantically gathered round rudimentary tables out in the street, stalls where cheap second-hand clothes are piled high. another stall selling socks, another stall with hot tea, and a cart with a charcoal burner on it that looks a bit like an old-fashioned steam engine. Baked sweet potatoes. And here's a bookstall on the pavement. Biographies of Che Guevara, Hosni Mubarak, Chairman Mao, Hitler, and Martin Luther King, and Mahatma Gandhi. And there's a man looking at these books. What's your name?
Said.
What do you think? Do you think this revolution needs a Gandhi or a Martin Luther King?
No. I think that this revolution needs the Egyptians, needs our spirit to achieve our needs, to achieve our dreams for this country. We have a great country, we have a great civilization, we have a great history, and we can do it. We can achieve what we want. So we didn't need Gandhi, we didn't need Martin Luther King, but we need the Egyptians.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.